Chapter 4. The nurse who took Ig's weight and blood pressure told him her ex-husband was dating a girl who drove a sporty yellow Saab. The nurse knew where she parked and wanted to go over on her lunch break and put a big long scratch in the side with her car keys. She wanted to leave dog shit in the driver's seat. Ig sat perfectly still on the exam table, his hands balled into fists, and offered no opinion. When the nurse removed the blood pressure cuff, her fingers brushed his bare arm, and Ig knew that she'd vandalized other people's cars many times before. A teacher who'd flunked her for cheating on a test, a friend who had blabbed a secret, her ex-husband's lawyer for being her ex-husband's lawyer. Ig could see her in his head, at the age of 12 dragging a nail along the side of her father's black Oldsmobile, gouging an ugly white line that ran the length of his car. The exam room was too cold, air conditioner blasting, and Ig was trembling from the chill and his nervousness by the time Dr. Renald entered the room. Ig lowered his head to show him the horns. He told the doctor he couldn't tell what was real and what wasn't. He said he thought he was having delusions. "People keep telling me things," Ig said. "Awful things. Telling me things they want to do, things no one would ever admit to wanting to do. A little girl just told me she wanted to burn her mother up in bed. Your nurse told me she wants to ruin some poor girl's car. I'm scared. I don't know what's happening to me." The doctor studied the horns, worry lines furrowed across his brow. "Those are horns," he said. "I know they're horns." Dr. Renald shook his head. "They look inflamed at the points. Do they hurt?" "Like hell." "Ha," said the doctor. He rubbed a hand across his mouth. "Let me measure them." He ran the tape around the circumference at the base, then measured from temple to point and from tip to tip. He scratched some numbers on his prescription pad. He ran his calloused fingertips over them, feeling them, his face attentive, considering, and Ig knew something he didn't want to know. He knew that Dr. Renald had a few days before.